Okay, sir, could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record, sir?
Okay, it's Alejandro Alvarado, 250131.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's listed on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on August 2nd. You signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So, did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself in this hearing?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board members who are conducting the hearing. And if you look on the screen to your right, so my left, all the way at the end is the Honorable Luis Quiñones. Right next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today. We also have in the room, and you'll see him in a moment, the Honorable Mr. Turner. Well, you'll see him if the camera's working. There it goes. There's Mr. Turner. He's with the department, and he'll represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Arredondo and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Arredondo?
Thank you.
And Mr. Turner?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Arredondo, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. The phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read this allegation to you, and then I need you to respond whether it's true or false, sir. Okay, so to start phase one, and here's the allegation. It is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Traditions, located at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, on or about June 15, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Arredondo, is this true or false?
Yes, true.
That's true? Okay, sir. Based on Mr. Arredondo's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, just a small bit of paperwork here, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Ray, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quiñones. Okay. So, Mr. Arredondo, we'll move to phase two, which is probably the more interesting and important phase to you, which is whether your supervision is reinstated. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background info. So just hold on, and we'll be right back to talk with you a little bit, Don. Hold the line. Mr. Turner?
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Arredondo was released from ABC custody on 6-6-2018. And arrested on 7-11-2018 by Avondale PD. No new charges. He was returned back to ABC custody on 7-11-2018 with an adjusted CSCE on 10-31-2018 with 26 absconding. Current conviction, 2016, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2008, commitment A, count one, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2008, commitment B, count one, burglary, third degree, 2 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2011, TIS release, absconded for 35 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 2012, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation, has a GB score of G3V4. At the time of contact, PD was called for services for possible suspicious activity.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, back to you, Mr. Arredondo. We have a brief written summary of your supervision. It looks like you were approved to live at the Traditions address located at the 2429 West Vista. But it looks like on June 15th, That would have been about 9 days later. You moved out on your own. Where'd you go?
Well, I went to go live with my wife and my kids in Compassion.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So your wife and your kids. Now, is there a particular reason you didn't get released to that address and were going to Traditions instead?
Well, my CO3 asked for the address, and I didn't know the address to the house, place. And so that's why I couldn't give them the correct address. So I figured they gave the Traditions address, and when I got out, my parole officer would actually get a vote chip out that spot over there. And approved it because it's okay.
And did they?
But he wouldn't.
Did you tell him?
He didn't want to do it.
He did not want to?
He didn't want to do that.
Okay.
And so, therefore, I took it in my own hands just to go over there.
Okay. Now, was there a particular reason that that you decided? I mean, you just decided to not comply, or what?
My reason, like I said, was just to go with my wife to help out with the house and to be close to them.
Okay. Were you working, sir? Did you have a job?
Yes, I have a job. I actually gave the parole officer the name of the person for my foreman, so he could call him. And
okay.
My foreman actually called him too to know that I was working with him.
What kind of work? What was the company?
It was a demolition company. I don't remember the name of it.
Okay.
But he was just demolition houses.
Okay.
Those are areas of them.
Sure. Okay. There's plenty of work in that. All right. It looks like you were also responsible to submit some urine samples, and the one on June 22nd was missed. Is there a particular reason for that?
Well, that's the time that I had absconded already, and I was my wife wasn't. I didn't call a reporter.
Okay, sir. So what was going on when Avondale PD arrested you? Why did you come onto their radar?
Well, because of my past with Avondale, they know me. I was just on my way to the Fry's store to go get some food for the house, and they see me and they pulled me over.
Okay, so you were on your way to Fry's at the time. Okay. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Any questions for Mr. Arredondo? Okay, sir. We're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of while we're talking that you think the board should know and consider?
Judges, I would just like to apologize for not complying with the state or with my parole officer. I personally think I deserve a second chance. I know what I do. I know what I did and how to fix it, but it's not up to me. It's up to you guys. I respect any decision you guys make on it. That's all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
Okay, Mr. Arredondo, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, and we do our discussion in public. And we'll come back to you in just a few moments with a decision. Okay, sir? We just ask you to stay on the phone and remain silent. We'll be right back. Okay? The board's now in discussion. Mr. Arredondo has been out 2 times now on community supervision, and both times he absconded. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to put back on community supervision, but I'd listen to any input from fellow board members. Okay. Based on information that we have 2018W1867, information from Mr. Turner and our conversation with Mr. Arredondo, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Arredondo was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and Rad Labster was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by absconding, so his parole officer did not know what he was up to.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Ray, Mr. Kiernan. Okay, Mr. Arredondo, we're showing you a release date of October 31st for release from prison, and hope that you heard the reasons for if you abscond, we really can't work with you, you know, with the department can't work with you. So we hope We hope that we never see you again in Orange, because you can do that. You can, if this is the life you like, keep doing what you're doing, but I think possibly it's not. So you got a wife and kids out there to take care of, and we hope you get back to your job and stay out of trouble, and we wish you the best, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. And your hearing's concluded. Thank you. Just let the phone down rather than hang it up and tell the CO3 that you're finished. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.